you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and the holidays are a time when you often think about celebrating, getting together with the people that you really love and want to spend time with. But for a lot of people, the holidays represent a lot of loneliness and a lot of hardship and times that maybe you don't have somebody to share those times with in that holiday season with. Amy Stevens and Elisa Snell, both dating coaches and matchmakers, are joining us today to kind of discuss this situation. Thank you for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
The holidays are tough sometimes, aren't they? Because you want so badly to share and celebrate the holidays with somebody, but if you don't have somebody, what do you do?
Sure, it can be a stark reminder of the most frustrating part of life. So I think many singles have experienced this in the past. Going into the holidays, it's almost like, oh, I'm excited, but do I have to deal with all the relatives asking if I've found anyone yet and all the events that I need a date for? And
yeah, going stag to holiday parties is never a fun thing, right?
Exactly. But I think there's a lot of things singles can do to make it a different holiday experience than they've had in the past.
I remember, too, when I was single, I loved Christmas music, and so I would look forward to all the Christmas songs and music, but it was a painful reminder of being single. And so from November to December was really kind of a hard time because it drove home my single life more and more, whereas I could turn the radio off the rest of the year. I didn't do it during the holidays. So we have a lot of empathy and personal experience with how this can be difficult. I think the challenge is that there are specific things that we want people to be thinking about in terms of their single life. There's a variety of thinking errors that are going to make you more depressed, more anxious, more feelings of hopelessness, despair. We don't want people to feel powerless during the holidays. We don't want them to feel like victims, and we want them to be empowered. We want them to feel confident. We want them to feel that change is within their grasp, that they can have the kind of life that they want. And so maybe this holiday, you know, you're feeling a little frustrated and sad about the holidays, but I would have you take this as a challenge to define clearly for yourself, what is it that you want? What is it you're looking for? And, you know, what's important to you? What's a priority? And if you're okay with being single and it is not important to you right now and it is not something you value or is a priority and it's maybe not even something you want is to be in a relationship right now, hey, take yourself off the guilt trip. You know what I mean? Like own it. Be proud of where you're at and that this isn't a priority for you right now or yet. But if it is a priority to you and it is important for you to change your single status, then, you know, there are a lot of things that can be done to improve your situation.
Sure. What are some of those things that people can do to improve, you know, the loneliness situation during the holidays?
Well, holidays are actually a really great time for dating. There's so many fun events, and even though typically we don't recommend that women be the askers, there's actually some exceptions to that rule. In a holiday party where you need a date would be an appropriate time to ask a guy friend out. And also, you're in so many different circumstances where you're able to network with well-connected people who may have single friends, and just get yourself out there and enjoy time being and interacting in a little different way than you have a chance to throughout the year.
Yeah, I think looking for one of the thinking errors that singles can sometimes get caught in is all or nothing thinking, where they feel like they've either succeeded or they've failed, that there are either no one out there to date and online dating never works for them, or no one's interested in them, or, you know, they want to be in a relationship and they keep looking beyond the stage they're in and feeling despair because they're not in a serious relationship. They're just going on a few dates. So it's really important that people take the focus off of all or nothing thinking, mm-hmm. and they focus on what's going right, and they focus on their options, and they focus on the stage they're in. So if you're not dating at all, there's a lot of things you can do right now. That's the stage you're in to change that. And one of those things is to find out where are other singles at and what events are available, and maybe get online, get a new picture, you know, create a different profile Start focusing in on skills for making others feel great. Chances are, if you're not dating, it's because you don't know how to flirt, and you aren't flirting, and you aren't making other people feel great. And so those kinds of things can make a big difference. Other ways that singles can survive the holidays, they can, you know, make sure that they're letting people know that they want time with other people, that they want to be invited to parties, that they want to do things, make plans, be outside instead of inside.
Have a plan for how are you going to respond to those difficult questions when you go to the yearly family party and your relatives are asking if you're dating anyone yet. And you can have a sense of humor about it. You can also talk with them about opportunities in the future that they may know well-connected people. They don't necessarily have to have someone to set you up with, but get involved in a new book club. Make a plan for January and how you're going to approach this new year differently than you have in the past.
I love that. Looking ahead to the future rather than focusing maybe on the loneliness that you're feeling in that moment during Christmas time, but maybe looking ahead and going, okay, this is going to be my year. I'm going to tackle this
exactly.
Head on.
And people love positive people. And so it's easy to get caught up in our emotions. But if we have kind of a rehearsed thing that we say when people ask those questions, make it a confidence, something that you're saying, you know what, I am still single, but I feel really good about where I'm at. And I have a great plan. And I feel like, you know, good things are happening in my life. And hey, if you know somebody who would like to have fun, I just know that I'm available for dates if it would be a good fit. And so, you know, have something that you can just say in a rehearsed way that gets it off of that subject and is positive and happy, and then redirect to the other person. Well, what's been going on with you? Mm-hmm. And if you act confident and happy, other people are going to respond to that. Instead of you feeling sorry for yourself and them feeling sorry for you, we can have a different experience this holiday.
I can remember a holiday season long ago when I had just, right before the holidays, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and I wasn't looking forward to the holidays because I was like, oh, I'm going to be lonely, and I, you know, I don't have a relationship. And I remember my dad telling me, well, then find a way to serve, and you'll forget sort of the sadness that you're feeling right now if you're working and you're serving and you come up with a purpose, you know, during the holidays.
Exactly.
Do you think that's helpful as well?
We refer to a 5-stage dating process that we use. And one of those stages is the building the relationship stage. That's stage 3. And it's all about relationship skills. And if you want to get into a relationship, you've got to practice relationship skills. You've got to practice skills for communication, for listening, for making other people feel great, for understanding the male and female psychology. So practice that this holiday season. You can do that with your aunts and your uncles and your neighbors and your friends and your colleagues, because if nothing else, you're still working on your dating skills even by practicing those things in your other relationships.
And things do tend to slow down. People start to think more about their marital status and reflect on their lives, which isn't a bad thing. I would encourage people to embrace that rather than fear that. And remember that just because you have a feeling or a thought doesn't make it true. So if you feel negative about yourself, if you feel down, remember that really what's the truth about what God would have you know at this time? And the reality is that the kind of person that you're looking for is looking for someone like you. And so even though it feels like there's not anyone, there's no options, there actually are a lot of people home thinking the same types of things. And so the holidays are actually a time when online dating picks up for many people, because there's so many people that maybe if they're divorced and they don't have their kids or things are just slower, they get online and think, well, what can I do about this? And they start meeting people, and a lot of dating actually does go on. So I wouldn't throw out the possibility of meeting someone new over the holidays, going to holiday parties, and lots of people are in town that you may not always see. And so I would say lean into it instead of assuming that it's going to be negative. If it's been a bad experience in the past, that doesn't mean anything about what it can be for you this year.
I love it. I love that. And I think, too, speaking off of that is that as you're looking to next year, we'll start to be planning our New Year's resolutions. If you set specific things that you want to accomplish, I am confident that the Lord will help you to have the power and skills you need to succeed. It's a big part of our coaching program and philosophies is this is a faith-based program. And so if you go to the Lord assuming that He is your partner in this process and that He will empower and inspire you, instead of asking for help, saying, how and what would you have me do today? And focusing in on the skills that the Lord intends for you to have and that you can have, and just living each day and each week and each month with the idea of being empowered instead of being a victim. The idea of that you are succeeding and you are progressing and you people are seeking out relationships with you, and focusing in on what's going right instead of what's going wrong. So attractive when people are doing that, and you will draw people to you.
And last time you were here, we were talking about how you were engaged and now we are just days away from your wedding, and this will be your first holiday season celebrating with your new husband.
I'm so excited. And really, I have to say, last year in January, I said to myself, this is going to be my year. And I didn't know how or why, but I did enlist positive people in the effort, and it worked. And so I just encourage people to generate a team of people that are going to help support them. And whether it happens that year or not, you're going to have a lot more fun.
I think singles, a lot of times, speaking to that, a lot of times singles don't realize all the things they really can do to change their life. And that's that attitude of, you know, if you believe this can be your year, we often talk with our clients about the idea of, we want you to live as if this is the last year you're going to be single. And we can't guarantee that to anybody. And yet at the same time, if you live that way, chances are you're going to make that happen and you're not alone in it. The Lord is a part of this process. And a lot of times we choose our own path a whole lot more than the Lord does. When we leave it up to Him, we're taking a passive role, and I don't think that that's the way that the Lord wants us to be in our lives. We need to tell Him what we want, and then He'll help us to make it happen as long as we are active in the process. So I love that example, Amy, because you totally made it happen this year, and you could only do X, Y, and Z, and the Lord did so many of the other pieces, and of course, Derek came along and, you know, totally did his part, but it really can happen.
Well, it really goes back to that quote, pray as if everything depended on the Lord, and then go out and work as if everything depended on you. And that principle applies in missionary work, where you're dealing in large part with other people's agency. And people say that all the time with relationships. So, well, I can't control someone else and how they act. And so they do tend to get into that more passive, reactive role. But there are a lot of things that you can do, and it's actually a lot more fun way of living life.
Well, and I think it's just, it really speaks to the idea of there is so much hope. Have faith. Don't give up. Believe in this. And if your faith is being weakened, and we've all had our spiritual crisis of faith, you know, just know it's temporary, you know, and you're going to get to a better place, and you know, just be kind with yourself, but you know, don't give up, because the Lord is, I can declare nothing but that God is a God of promises, and He does fulfill His promises. So have faith and keep going.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and you are going to be a beautiful bride. So congratulations again. Thank Elisa you. Snell and Amy Stevens. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.